Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I'm your host, Jadice Tunnell. Welcome to Beauty Talk for today, Sunday, November 8th. Tonight, our guest is Ms. Susan Randall of NBI All Natural Hair and Skin Products. But first, before we bring Susan on to chat with us, I just want to remind everyone that the call-in number for tonight's show is 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. If you have a question or comment, please dial that number and we'll bring you on. You can also follow us on Twitter with our tweet chat and follow the hashtag Beauty Lounge and Beauty Talk to join the conversation. If you have a question, you can also put that out on Twitter as well. And I'm going to turn it over to my sister Denise, and she has beauty news.
Good evening, everyone.
Oh, okay. You're in. I'm sorry. I thought you weren't in. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. For those of you who live in Atlanta, I have a couple of things coming up. MOD, which is Makeup on Demand, it's a new makeup and hair supply store in the Atlanta area for the film and television industry. They are having a seminar on Saturday, November 14th at 1 p.m., with Joe Blasco Cosmetics. You get to meet Joe Blasco himself, and he will be giving some product knowledge and usage on his products. So there'll be like a series of seminars that he will do on product knowledge on his products. And the seminar is free, so to RSVP, you can send an email to jesse@mod-supply.com. Again, to RSVP for this class, you can send an email to jesse@mod-supply.com. Also, taking place in the Atlanta area, at Norcosco, Atlanta Costume, we had three upcoming classes with Travis Pates. Travis is a professional makeup artist for film and television. He's worked on such projects as The Hunger Games, The Three Stooges, and quite a few more projects. He's doing a class on tattoo covering, which is Saturday, November 14th, the same date as the Joe Blasco class, and that's from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The cost of that is $129. A non-refundable deposit of $75 is required to reserve your spot. This class comes with an EVA Encore palette. And then there's a class for Holiday Party Glam, Monday, November 16th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The cost of this class is $149, again, with a non-refundable deposit of $75 to reserve your spot. This class comes with the makeup kit, which includes Ben Nye Lip Gloss, Ben Nye Pearl Sheen, Ben Nye Precision Eyeliner, two Ben Nye Lumiere Press Powders, and a Ben Nye HD Cream Blush. And then the last class, which I think if you are definitely in the film and television industry, this one is so very important, and that's the ball cap application. And this class takes place Saturday, December 5th from 11 a.m. to p.m. again. The cost of the class is $100, which, of course, includes a non-refundable deposit of $50, which reserves your spot. This class comes with a kit including Krylon Glatzen ball cap and the Prozade adhesive. And for more information, you can call 404-874-7511 to get information on those classes and how you can pay your deposit. And last but not least, the Professional Beauty Association, of course, is sponsoring the North American Hairstyling Awards 2016. And that takes place, of course, in July of 2016. But, of course, the entry process is coming up, and the entry deadline will be February 11th of 2016 at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Professional Beauty Association has opened the entry process for the 2016 North American Hairstyling Awards, which is known as NAHA, which is N-A-H-A. Now is your chance to submit the collection you have been working so hard on. And the categories for this award will be avant-garde, contemporary classic, editorial stylist, hair color, hairstylist of the year, makeup artist, master hairstylist, men's hairstylist, nail professional, newcomer, salon design, salon team, student, and texture. And you can watch online webinars for more inspiration in entering the NAHA Awards. And you can chat along with the Professional Beauty Association and the NAHA team by using #NAHA2016 on Twitter. And to learn more about the awards and the rules and regulations for submission, you can go to probeauty.org/NAHA.
All right. Sounds good. Let's see. I wanted to figure out if I had anything I needed to say that was beauty news or beauty related. No, I don't think so. So I'm going to go right ahead now and bring our guest on. Our guest is cosmetologist Susan Randall, and she's talking tonight about her product line, NBI All Natural Hair and Skin Products. I'm going to bring her on right now. Let's see. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Oh, no problem. Absolutely. I'll just start off, Susan, tonight just by introducing yourself and giving our audience a little bit of information about who you are, how you got started as a cosmetologist, and what inspired you to create your own product line.
Okay. My name is Susan Randall. I am from Kingston, Jamaica. I'm the mother of three beautiful children. I started NBI approximately 2.5 years ago after I decided I did not want to continue a career in my corporate American world. I've been a licensed cosmetologist for over 25 years. And the NBI came about once I opened my salon with a business partner. I decided there was a need to take natural hair care to a next level. I started with the Jamaican black castor oil, which is known for its healing and therapeutic results. Hence, I started NBI, which stands for No Bootleg Ingredient. It's an all-natural hair and skincare product line, which I said is derived from the famous Jamaican black castor oil. And basically, from there, I started one product, and now we're on to 12 new products.
Oh, wow. Nice. Now, it's interesting that you named it NBI, No Bootleg Ingredients. That finds me as funny. So why did you, I guess, talk a little bit about the products on the market and what bootleg ingredients maybe that you're referring to?
Well, you know, just to go back to the name, No Bootleg Ingredients, I think that was more derived so that people understand the importance of when you say natural, you're referring to nature's intended, what God intended, and not so much having the additives and the fillers as a lot of products have on the market. And obviously, one of my biggest things as a cosmetologist is that, you know, consumers, there are so many choices out there, and yet growing up in Jamaica, what it was, we didn't have as many products as we have today. However, I did notice that the quality of life was so much better with less. We have more now, but it seems like we have more, but the quality of life is so much less. So therefore, when I say the products on the market, you know, the Jamaican black castor oil, which is known for its healing and therapeutic properties, is what made me decide to search hard and really went on a quest to create a product line that would be that would not just work, but it would work for everyone. And to say the least, it's just that they would get the benefit of what the product is designed to do.
Right.
So, you know, I think when I hear no bootleg ingredients, I just think about, you know, different brands that, you know, they have it plastered all over their packaging, you know, natural, natural, natural. But it just seems to me that it's like an industry buzzword. You know what I mean?
That is correct. When you think of natural, the first thing that comes to your mind is earthly. You think of think of a product that comes directly from the soil, what God intended, right? And that's the whole point. Like, all of the products are made from all natural ingredients. There's no bad stuff in it. And the first thing I always say, can you put it on a newborn baby? So if the product is natural, the first thing that should come to mind is, can I entrust putting this on a newborn baby? And for NBI, the answer is absolutely yes, you can. So therefore, when I think of natural, I'm thinking it should be for everyone.
Right.
And so, the no bootleg comes in that you don't, you know, it's a slang, so to speak. But for me, it's more personal. It's real. When something says no bootleg, you're referring to as it being real. You're being honest, and it's being pure. And that's really what it is. You know, that's what, when I think of no bootleg, I'm thinking natural, authentic. No faker, so to speak. It's real.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about the natural ingredients in your products. And why is it important for it to be all natural?
Well, you know, as we all know, the skin is the largest organ in on our body, right? And as an extension, your scalp is a part of your skin. And, you know, there's a very close link with a lot of women that has been diagnosed with so many different illnesses, whether it be breast cancer, fibroids. And there's no link that really shows that it's hereditary. So you look at me, okay, you know, we take health very seriously. We eat healthy. We go to the gym. We look for, you know, healthy food. But what we sometimes seem to neglect is, what are we putting on our body that is being secreted through our bloodstream, which also has a great impact on our human lives. And therefore, when you think of natural, you have to not just think internally, you have to also think externally, right? Just like if you go to the doctor and you get a medication that's topical, what is it doing? It's being secreted through the bloodstream, and therefore it has an impact on your body as well. So therefore, you know, a lot of these products on the market, they have all these fillers that sometimes create just a bigger effect on your body negatively as you do taking something internally. So when I think of natural, I'm thinking I want to not just create it on the internal side, I also want to create that on the external side, making sure that I'm covering every part of my body to be in good hands, so to speak. And that's what NBI was made. You know, that was the whole purpose of NBI, creating a natural product that will not create any harm to the human body.
Let's talk a little bit about the response that you guys have received about the products. Where are some of your products sold, and what are people saying about it?
Okay, currently my product is being, you know, it's online, so we have an online presence. We're so we have a website.
Okay.
We have one of my biggest suppliers is in the Bronx, and that is Vegan Delight. And they are, you know, it's a holistic center, and they are known for the NBI products. I also have it in a few beauty supplies here in New Jersey. And also I do own a salon in Bloomfield, New Jersey, that the products are sold out of. Not only that, people can come and purchase the products in my salon, they can have one-on-one counseling with me. We could talk about the product. And also, you know, like I said, the most important one is online because, you know, logistically, you can be anywhere within the United States, Canada, and the Virgin Islands, and you can purchase the products.
Right.
So those are, you know, the outlets in which you can definitely get the products from. So also, the results that you've asked, we have been really, really, really getting a presence in the natural community. NBI started about 2 years ago, and the only thing I say all the time when I get the testimonials of how wonderful the product works, I'll be the first to say the only reason why it has not worked because you have not honestly tried it. I've seen personally where the product, if someone has eczema, we have an amazing restoring body butter, which is a formulated blend of organic butters, 21 wonderful essential oils and vitamins in this product that is designed, like I said, to heal if you have problem with eczema, psoriasis, just dry chronic, you know, dry skin, and that's one of the biggest products that we have. We've been getting testimonials from people saying, I've tried different steroids, I've gone to the dermatologist, and they have not gotten the relief they have gotten from, you know, those products as opposed to trying the NBI. So those things are very overwhelming. We've actually went to the Circle of Sisters 3 weeks ago at the Jacob Javits Center. It was very heart-rending just to have people coming up to me and said, oh, my goodness, I bought your product online. I'm here because I wanted to meet you guys personally. That, to me, as a small company, is priceless, you know. So I can only say, the product speaks for itself. I'm proud to stand behind a product that I can go to my bed every single night and know that I have created something that's not just because it's a monetary gain, but most importantly, it's that it's going to give you the results that it's designed to do. It's going to change the lives of people and definitely give them a better quality of life.
You know, the Jamaican black castor oil, you know, there are so many different things said about it. Why is it an important and key ingredient in your product line?
Well, the castor oil actually, and, you know, of course it's called the Jamaican black castor oil for the simple fact that castor oil in its natural form is a very pale yellow anti-inflammatory, antioxidant oil that has been used for centuries for its therapeutic and, you know, medicinal benefit. And basically, the color is black after the oil has been boiled and the ash has been put back inside of it. And, you know, it's a seed, and basically it has known for centuries for its versatile healing gifts. And so that's what makes it so powerful. That's what makes it so beneficial. And, you know, this oil is not only, it's not only for an external use, but it also can be used internally. I do not use my product to be a castor oil that is used internally. It's definitely everything as a disclaimer. It's for external use only based on its health benefits externally. And, you know, the benefits of it is for skin problems. What it does, it stimulates, it produces collagen, and it gives you all the wonderful to rejuvenate the skin, give it a natural-looking, youthful appearance. It also is known for helping with anti-wrinkle, you know, making it, you looking wrinkle-free. You know, those are some of the benefits from skin problems with using the castor oil. It's great for if you have, like, acne, dry skin, stretch marks, liver spots. It's, you know, if you suffer with, like, chronic itching or inflamed skin, those have been proven and tested as one of the benefits or one of the many benefits of the castor oil. Also, for the hair problem, for hair problem as well, which goes back to your skin, right? So it creates, it stimulates, it boosts blood circulation to the follicles. It allows, you know, obviously a healthy scalp means healthy hair, head of hair, Therefore, your blood will be circulating more, leading to a faster hair growth, right? The oil is also known for having omega-6. It also is high in vitamin D, which is wonderful as well for the hair and the skin.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, those are some of the wonderful benefits of the castor oil.
And I've also heard that it, I'm sorry, but I also heard that it was good for cuts and burns and fungal infections as well.
Absolutely. Growing up in Jamaica, let me tell you what it was. If you had a headache, if you chopped your fingers off, if you chopped your neck off, it's like, get the castor oil. So it was one of those things. It was like the at-home silent medicine man. It was used for everything. So one thing, like you got a cut, you put the castor oil on it, and immediately what it does, it closes that cut, and the blood will stop. So that alone in itself speaks how powerful this oil is. You know, in terms of the NBI product, my castor oil comes directly from Jamaica. And I've been asked this question so many times. Well, what makes your castor oil any different from anyone? What my only answer to that is that I have gone and sourced local farmers in Jamaica that I get my oil from directly. My oil is not diluted in any form. The only thing is that, it, you know, I do sell the pure castor oil if you just want that. Or, like I said, my products are all formulated blends of this castor oil, allowing you to also reap the benefit of the castor oil.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, I remember growing up, my parents would give us castor oil, like when we had colds, and we used to, just kind of run from it because it was so thick and so nasty, and it was just like, oh, God, how can I swallow this? But most people, you know, if you're really old school and, like, and your parents, most of our parents grew up, you know, having to take castor oil every day just to keep the colds away, you know?
Absolutely. And that's one of the things, too. You know, even going back to school, I remember growing up, you would get your bout of castor oil treatment. Okay, time to have, you know, clean you out, you know.
Right.
So, and you hear that a lot where people say, oh, castor oil, it's nasty. You know, so the beautiful thing is that I've taken this nasty oil and I've done some really great, tremendous thing by, creating this product line, which if we could talk a little bit about the 13 products that I have.
Yes.
I've created an amazing restoring body butter, which, like I said, it's a combination blend of organic butters.
Which is my favorite. It's my favorite. Oh, my God. It's my favorite.
Yes.
Sorry, I had to add that. Yes.
That's wonderful, you know, and make the skin very lustrous, sheen, make you look bright, make you look shine. You know, one of the great things about the product is that, you know, on the market you have face cream, you have hand cream, you have body cream. The beautiful thing is that you can put this butter on anywhere. So, you know, it's a matter of if you, you know, you use a base on your skin texture. If you have oily skin, you use less. If you have dry skin, you use a little bit more. You know, we also have the facial moisturizer, which let's talk about that a little bit. I won't tell my age, but as a young lady, I have a 21-year-old daughter, and when I'm being told, oh, my God, is that your sister? It makes me feel wonderful because I know that is the direct result of my product, you know. The facial moisturizer is a very lightweight blend, and it gives the face an illustrious sheen. So you can wear that by itself, and oftentimes when you put it on, your face just looks so bright that people actually ask you, are you wearing makeup? I'll give you a good example. Just last week I sold one of my facial moisturizers to a client who was suffering from dry skin. So I said, you know what, let's try the facial moisturizer and the oatmeal soap. And for those who know the NBI oatmeal soap, it's a soap bar, all the amazing vitamins and essential oils. And the front of the soap is an exfoliator, so you could put it on so it removes the dead cells. And she came in like a week later, and I was like, wow, you finally, you know, I could see the difference automatically. She goes, did you really notice? I said, I really did. And she said, you know what, I went to work all last week, and everyone was asking me what makeup am I wearing. I said, well, thank you, Jesus. That alone spoke volume for itself. The facial moisturizer is absolutely amazing. So it looks great whether you're wearing makeup or without makeup.
Now, you know, the facial moisturizer, it feels so good.
and it's not like super oily, like it doesn't leave you feeling like you have like a heavy oil on your face or anything like that. All of the products are so lightweight, and the fragrance is so light and so nice that you don't feel like it's too perfumey. You don't feel like, you have all this heavy fragrance on you, because sometimes people can be irritated by that, especially when you're talking about putting something on your face. But when I received the facial bar, I wasn't sure that I was going to try it. And I thought, you know what, let me try it, because I'm so funny about soap on my face. Like, I never really want to put it.
That's a part of your body that's going to be hard, difficult to cover when it's not right, right?
Exactly. But I tried it, and you know how, like, some soaps, just regular bar soaps, that some people will put, like, regular bar soaps on their face, like, especially men. You know, men, some men really don't care what they wash their face with, you know, if they wash it at all. But, you know, using this soap was really nice. It didn't, like, you know how some soaps will, even some facial soaps will, you know, really dry your skin out, things like, it felt really good. Like, I didn't have a problem with using it, so I'm using it right now, actually. And it feels really good.
Yeah.
And even the oatmeal side, it's not harsh. You know, it's not like a harsh exfoliant or anything like that. Everything feels really good with these products.
That's wonderful. And that's the results we pretty much get. Like, you know, like you said, people are a little apprehensive of just putting anything on their face. And rightly so, because, like, you know, yes, you can cover it with makeup, but it does, you know, to have a breakout that you don't necessarily need. So you can be a little skeptical. But you know what? I have to be honest with you. I have not had anyone that have not come back to me and said how wonderful this facial bar is. It's really making a big name for itself. And, you know, when I see the pictures of people sending, and I can always forward them off their before and after. As a matter of fact, I was in church today, and I got a text from one of my stylists where her client came into the salon, and she sent me the before and after and said, look at her face. Of course, I should not be looking on my phone in church, so let me make that clear. But I did have it on, I did have it on vibrate, and I looked, and I was like, oh, forgive me, Jesus. But when I saw it, I said, Lord, you know, as a small company that you struggle so much, you've been told so many times, and people are tired of hearing, you know, that this works. So, you know, consumers are, and, you know, they're getting smarter, because you know what? You have people that are paid to say that it works. You have people that are paid, never tried the product, and they, you know, it's just an advertisement. And I, you know, even though no one knows Susan and they don't know exactly what stands behind NBI, it's a woman of integrity. It's a woman that money means nothing more than her soul. And therefore, when I see these great, amazing things, I say, God, you brought me here, and I know for a fact that people's lives are going to be changed if they try this product. I actually had an older gentleman say to me just the other day, Susan, the only way someone will say these products don't work is because they haven't tried. That was a very powerful statement that I could say, thank you, Jesus, because at the end of the day, I know as the owner, the founder, my blood, sweat, and tears that have been put into this product line is not a gimmick. It's not a scam. It's the real deal, and I am proud to stand behind it. And when I see the results, it's like, okay, you know it's worth going the extra mile and the extra mile and the extra mile, and that's exactly what I stand behind for my products.
Nice. Well, continue to tell us about some of the rest of the products.
Okay, so I'm carried away on my facial moisturizer, but anyway, like you said, it's a very light. The first product that I started was with the Hair and Skin Serum.
I love that too.
Yeah, it's a very lightweight. So, like, you know, it's a formulated blend of the Jamaican castor oil with the almond oil, the vitamin E oil, the coconut oil, the kiwi essential oils in it. So it's a very lightweight. It has the coconut oil in it as well. So it gives you a very light fragrance. You could still smell the castor oil inside of it, but not very strong because, you know, yes, the castor oil on its own is very potent, and who wants to walk around smelling like pure castor oil, right? So, you know,
right.
You know, of course, right? It wears off, and it's obviously on its own. It's wonderful, But, you know, you do kind of want to have something where you can walk around and not worry if someone's going to smell you smelling like castor oil. Let's be real, right? So,
right.
So here in skin syndrome, it's a really nice way. And the beautiful thing is that it doesn't matter what texture here you have. It's just a matter of using it according to a little. If you have thinner here, if it's thicker, you use a little more. And that's the beautiful thing about it. We have an amazing lip therapy, which is also an organic blend of the castor oil. You know, and it also has, you know, the avocado oil in it, the essential oils as well, you know, to help soothe dryness. I had my product launch back in July, and I had a total stranger. We just kind of opened the forum up for people that would just like to talk about their personal experience with NDI. And she said, you know what, I've been struggling with cold sores for a long time. And when I tried this lip therapy that was given to her, she said she had the problem went away. You know, so I could go on and on with the wonderful testimonies, but you're only giving me an hour, so I'll take it. So dry chap lip, you know, the lip therapy is wonderful as well. We also have for the natural woman, we have the NBI Shine and Glow Finishing Cream, which is also a formulated blend of the butters. And for someone that has natural hair, they can use it for a twist out. I myself, I'm a cosmetologist by trade now, and I use the oil, the butter, if someone is getting a blowout. It gives it just a really, you know, you don't put a lot, you just put a little, and it gives it a really nice gloss sheen, and the hair is still nice and flowy. So, you know, the product can be used in chemically processed hair as well as natural. You just put more or less according to the texture of the hair. And we also have something that we just launched back at my back about a month ago. It's the NBI Men's Beard and Skin Serum. Talk about men that suffer, you know,
yes,
suffers,
I wanted to
but
hear
men
about
suffers
that
as well, right? So a lot of times guys will get those ingrown hair, so you know they have to tweeze before they actually shave. What this does, it gives, you know, once they wet their face and they put on their shaving cream, they put a little bit of the oil, and what it does, it penetrates the follicles, and it allows them to give them a closer shave, and therefore, once the hair is not broken off in the follicles, they won't have ingrown hair, or they won't have razor bumps, right? Which, you know, we as women, we're very vain, but, you know, we got some vain guys outside there, too, who wants to look good, right? So, beard serum is definitely taking the market very well for the women that have their guys. That's something you can definitely look into for him. It, number one, it's going to make your life easier so you don't have to sit there tweezing the hair for them because the serum is designed to do that for them. We also have just the pure castor oil. So we talked about the castor oil in its purest form. You can actually mix that with whatever you choose to because the castor oil will take on form of whatever you're going to mix it with, right? We also have a sulfate-free shampoo, which is not a moisturizing shampoo. It's more of a cleansing shampoo. Now, I'm not stepping on anyone's toe, but as a cosmetologist, what I see a lot of is people coming in and saying, I'm co-washing. I have nothing against that, but all I ask is your scalp clean? So, therefore, I do believe in washing the hair. I do believe in getting that scalp clean so that you can have the blood circulation and therefore you can have a healthy scalp to promote healthy hair growth. And that's what the NDI, it's a blend of the castor oil as well. It has the eucalyptus oil and peppermint oil, which is great for stimulating the scalp, which promotes the hair growth. And we have our super moist conditioner, which is also, that's a thicker cream. And basically you put that in the hair that helps the protein to penetrate the hair, you know, to strengthen, thicken it, and pretty much it. I think I have said it all in 2 seconds. I think I've put all the products. Oh, one last but not least, we have
the lip therapy, right?
And we have a pearl defining custard, which I launched that on the day of the Circle of Sisters. Ladies, just so you know, I do not put any product on the market unless I get an audience. And not just an audience, but an audience of people that I don't know because I'm the biggest person to say compliments do not let you grow. I believe in criticism. I believe in constructive ones. And I believe going back and fixing the problem and making sure that it's right before I put it out there, because the last thing you want to do is to put a product out there that, number one, is you might sell it once, but you can measure your success when you have repeated customers, and that's basically what it's about. So my Curl Defining Custard, I have been working with that for about a good 6 months, and it's finally on the market. And I actually, like I said, launched that on the day of the Circle of Sisters, and I got an email last week from a young lady who we met at the Circle of Sisters that said, I went on your website, and I bought this cream, and you told me it was the first time you were selling it, and it's not on your website, and I need to purchase another bottle because I absolutely love it. That's what you say. That's when you say, thank you, Jesus. So our Curl Defining Custard is on the site now, and it can be purchased. And what it does, it's for people that have curly hair. You know, so if someone has like a type 3 hair where they have, it reduces that frizziness. It defines the curl, makes the hair nice and soft. And it allows mm-hmm. you to enjoy your curls without having to put a lot of product. You know, we become product junkies because we're looking for that fix. And, of course, people become product junkies because they're looking for the right thing. I don't believe there are people out there that just want to spend their money and buy a lot of products. If they do, please donate to my fund. But I do believe they're looking for products that they can use one or two items to get the results that they need. And the Curl Defining Custard, I have to say, it actually is a product that I'm proud to say will do make your curls nice and defined. And by the end of the day, you won't look like you put your hands in an outlet. You'll still have a nice, soft-looking head of hair on your head.
Right. Let me ask you a question about your hair and skin serum. Like, how do you suggest using that? Like, let's just say for the hair. For me, I just apply it directly to the scalp.
To the scalp. Okay, so the hair and skin serum, there's so many ways to use it, and I'm still trying to redefine that. It needs to be called the 20-in-1 serum. It really does. because it's like, you need it for that, you could do that. You'll probably see added to the list teeth whitening. It probably could do that too, but we're not going to try that because it's external, right? But anyhow, the serum, number one, is it depends on your hair texture. So for someone who has a chemically processed hair, or even natural hair, you can use that as a hot oil treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So therefore, you can, you know, oils, no matter what kind of oil it is, it will wear your hair down if you put too much. So if you want to get that hot oil treatment, you could put the serum in your hair. You could sit under a dryer for like 10 or 15 minutes, and that is going to steal the hair. You just wash it out with your regular shampoo and your conditioner, and then you could style your hair as normal. You will say, well, you're washing the serum out. No, you don't wash everything else. You will definitely feel the difference in your hair. If you just want to use it as a daily treatment, you can put that on your scalp. If you have really dry scalp, dandruff, psoriasis, it's going to help tremendously. For the weave lovers, a lot of times, you know, protective styles are great, but it's still your hair to protect. You still want to protect your hair. So when you do take your weave out, you can still have your hair and make it look nice. You can use that as just an oil, you know, just go ahead and massage your scalp, because you still have your hair to maintain. You know, so that works wonders for the scalp. Keep the blood going, keep the circulation going. If you're doing a twist out, you can use that as well. If you're doing a blowout, you can use a little bit of oil. You know, you could put it on the hair when it's damp, or, you know, maybe the first time you want to kind of feel it out, maybe you want to, after you blow dry the hair, then you could put a little, not too much. And like I said, it depends on the density of your hair. If you have thicker hair, you could use a little more or less. So, you know, those are some of the things. The one thing I do with the hair and skin serum, besides some of the stuff I've told you, I have a bottle in my bathroom, and when I take a shower and my skin is moist, I rub that on, and it seals in the moisture as well, you know? So you could do that. You can use it as a cuticle oil.
I was just about to say that, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, great. It works wonderful for that. You put it on and, you know, it softens the cuticles, and then, you know, you have a self-made manicure pretty much. So I always say the oil can be used for so many things, so the sky's the limit. The bottom line is you're going to get the benefit. And the beautiful thing is it's loaded with vitamins, essential oils. I mentioned before that the castor oil is high in vitamin D, so you're going to do more benefit than harm no matter what, where you put it on your body. Just let it work for you.
Well, the Hair and Skin Serum has a very nice fragrance. It's very light but very fragrant. I love it. And I wanted to ask a question about, we were talking about hair, but when I'm asking these questions, I'm thinking of the Hair and Skin Serum when I'm asking this question, but it's also pretty much about the Jamaican black castor oil. In regards to hair, is there a specific hair type that that Jamaican black castor oil benefits the most? Do you
know?
Absolutely
not. No. Okay. I'll be the first to say no from experience.
Mm-hmm.
When I was doing my, I'm going to call it my Susan personal NBI focus group, I gave samples out to a diverse group of people, and one young lady came back to me and she said, "You need to call it a blonde dream." I was like, "Okay." And she has been purchasing the product ever since. And, she's Caucasian, so she has lighter textured hair. Now, obviously, you know, Caucasian hair builds up its natural oil, so they wash more often. And basically what happens is whenever you color yours, I'm just speaking out from coloring your standpoint, right? You're removing pigment from your hair, so therefore it gets dry. So the oil penetrates the hair and make it give it back some body. It gives it a nice sheen. So the oil can be used for anyone, as stated before. It's just a matter of figuring the right quantity in which you need to use to benefit the hair. You know, so it's pretty much developing a relationship based on your own texture hair.
Right. So when you say essential oils that's found in your product, and I see that ingredient in a lot of other things, what are the essential oils?
I have, well, there's 21 vitamins in essential oil. I'll name some. I have the lavender. I have kiwi. I have ginger. Now, these essential oils are not just oils I threw in there. Out of extensive research, I've looked to see the benefits and what it does for the hair, what it does for the skin, more so. When we speak of hair, hair without a healthy scalp is just hair, right? So it's basically what it does for the skin. And these are essential oils that are designed to make the hair and the skin healthy.
Right.
So, like you said, the Hair and Skin Serum, it has a very light fragrance, and it's the blend of the different essential oils. I've actually had people ask me, "Well, how did you get this fragrance?" As like, you know, that's the secret.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I became a mad scientist overnight when I was creating my product, to the point where I was 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26. I'm like, okay, it's a little too strong. Let's start over again. So it was what I was looking for was uniqueness. I was looking for something to set apart. I didn't want to be put into to have an identity of someone else's. So therefore, the work that I have put in has surely paid off, because I've heard it so many times where people say, "Oh my goodness, this is an oil-based product, but it's not oily. This is an oil-based butter, but it's not oily." So, you know, it's the work that I've put in. It's the research that I've done, and I've done my homework to create a product that I can say is set apart.
Yeah. It's definitely a really nice blend. And I have to say that your Restoring Body Butter is probably the best body butter I've ever tried. And I've tried a lot. And there are quite a few out there. There are quite a few body butters out there that I really love. But I really love this body butter.
Oh, that's really a pleasure to hear. But, you know, the song with Jay-Z, if I do say so myself, I have to agree. If I do say so myself, I would have to totally agree with you. And, you know, I keep going back to the Circle of Sisters, so that's our last event that we did. And, of course, if you're familiar with, you know, the Circle of Sisters, just from it's, you know, there's so many people and there's so many people selling body butters and shea butter and, you know, different things. And being that it was our first time attending the Circle of Sisters, and, you know, obviously we had to create a name for ourselves. So we went well equipped and, you know, we would give samples out and people would be like, oh, no, I know shea butter. I know this. I don't like the smell. And once we got them to just try the product, I have to be honest with you, they were very impressed because that's not what they were looking for. They're like, oh, wow, it's not greasy. Oh, it's not smelly. It's not this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the result that I get all the time. Not to divert from that, but I had a lady, and I will keep her name nameless, but she is a she writes for the Huffington Post, and she's located in Chicago. And she contacted me, and she said, I would like to try your products and see and do a product review on them. And she replied to me and said, my boyfriend and I fight for the body butter, and she calls it the butter of the gods. You know, so I go back to this. If I do say so myself, I have to say it is an amazing product. And, you know, it's bar none, if I can say so.
Yeah.
And I say you know, without reservation, it is bar none.
Well, you talked about how people, you know, it's tough getting some people to just actually try the product. Do you ever run into people having issues with just natural products in general? Like when they see that it's a natural product, they don't want to try it versus because people think like, and I'll give an example, like when you design jewelry, like we do, you design jewelry and you put a price on it and people may know, okay, I don't want to pay $55 for that bracelet, but yet they would go to Nordstrom and pay even more for the same thing. So sometimes when people see natural products, they think, okay, because you put these things together yourself, or, you know, you created some body butters like yourself or whatever, people tend to not want to even try it. Have you ever ran into anything like that?
Well, not to be honest with you, as you're saying it, I was thinking about it. What I have gotten in the past is where when you think of natural, and I live in, you know, a very diverse community, and I've gone to a few, like, harvest festivals, and what I get is when you say natural, they automatically think African-American. That's what I get. And it's a matter of educating your consumers and letting them know that it's not for one ethnicity. Natural is a state of being. Natural is, you know, you don't have to be one particular ethnicity to understand and reap the benefit of natural. And so that's what, you know, that's the thing I would run into, where they think natural, it's not for them. But outside of that, no. So what I also get is like, oh, I used this already, so it's the same. You know, because it's natural, you know, so, and I will keep all the other company nameless, because one thing I do, I respect everyone, you know, and everyone is as good as they believe they are, and that's how, we have to respect each other. So, someone said, oh, well, I use this already, and it's the same, and, you know, it's just a matter of saying, you know what, let me give you a sample, and you could try it, and you make that decision, you know, and I always tell my children, you know, you never judge a candy by its wrapper, you know, you have to try it in order to see. I give, at least try it once, and you can make a fair assessment because that way you're widening your knowledge. You know, it's like, oh, it looks nasty. Like, don't eat with your eyes because you're really going to miss out unless you really get it
right.
Right, you know. And that is the most important thing, is that, you know, when people say, oh, no, no, I don't want to try it. I've used this already. I used that already. It's okay. I'm not asking you to buy it. And I'm not asking you to buy anything. And I'm like sometimes my worst enemy because I'm not a salesperson, and therefore I don't try to sell my product. What I try, what I have people do is to try my product. So I've actually given away my fortune already. So now I believe I'll reap the harvest, because at the end of the day, with so many products on the market, you have to try to gain market shares. You have to, you know, you have to have people comfortable to try your product. So, you know, samples I've given out millions, but I know that at the end of the day, I'm confident that I have a unique product. I have a product that works. So therefore, I'm willing to invest that freebie because I know it will come back, because it's going to do what it's designed to do. So, you know, that's the part where I don't sell myself short. I don't say, okay, take it. You know, I'm not going to go below market value because I need to gain someone. And not everything is for everyone, you know. So when I hear people say, well, why are you selling it for this and I can get it for a dollar? That's why they have the 99-cent store, and that's why they have Neiman Marcus. It's whatever that works for you. But at the end of the day, if you believe in your worth and your value, it doesn't matter what it takes. Someone out there is going to believe you if you're telling the truth and it will speak for itself, you know. And that's basically
what I believe. That's true. So you have 12 products in the line.
That is correct.
Are there any plans for more products in the line? And then also, are there any plans to kind of add a little more to what you're doing for men?
Yes to all the above. As I said earlier, I don't just come out. I do have some stuff. I call it in the in the test tube. I call them the test tube babies, and therefore there's some things that I am working on that I have to perfect. And you know, but for now, the most important thing is that I believe if it's one product I have, I want it to be the best product. And right now, it's just a matter of getting consumers to try the product, so that they can be convinced, creating a name, NBI, as a household name, so that way they know that even if when I'm up to product number 999, they know it's a product of value, of worth, and because the name is on that product, I have built a name of integrity that they will definitely buy. So at this point, it won't even be the product, it will be the name that represents the product. So having said that, you know, us ladies, we have so many things for ourselves. And so I think what I will be working on is creating more products for men, because, you know, and that's another thing too. You know, you have guys like, oh, no, I don't lotion. I don't put this on. I don't put that on. And I was like, you know, you kind of tell them, well, you do want to take care of yourself as well. And you do have some guys that believe in taking care of themselves, and shout out to them. So, you know, NBI just wants to take it to them and create more products that, you know, they can also have a line and feel comfortable that, you know what, this product is going to do just the same for me. And that's basically what it is.
Right. That would be great to see some more men's products. Any plans to, you know, I know your product has the famous Jamaican black castor oil. Any plans in going in a different direction with other key natural ingredients to feature in your product?
I can't say no. I have not explored those options as yet. Right now, my effort is just basically to get what I have out there. And hopefully, you know, once the marketing budget, once the expansion budget allows me to do that, definitely the sky's the limit. You know, this is just a very small start for NBI, but I do see NBI going places into different avenues, you know, a kid's line would definitely be wonderful. So parents, you know, when you tell someone you could put this on a newborn baby, they want to see that in writing, you know. So, you know, you could tell me you could work on my child. And, you know, for the ones that I've done, they have great benefits from it. So I think I'm big on kids. And, you know, this sounds crazy, but I always say it's pet friendly. I have a little dog that I love dearly that I would definitely love to go into that market because I never thought you could love a dog so much, and I really do. So I would love to see me putting some stuff out there in into the pet world. As crazy as it
right,
sounds.
Right.
But definitely, you know, I never thought I'd be sitting here saying, oh, I definitely want to bring up an animal line, but I really do because I do believe that, you know, they're just as important and, you want to take care of your animals. I do. So I'll definitely work on that, too, in the future. Okay. Even though I have a dog, I'm afraid of dogs, but definitely I do want to find something for them.
What's the one thing that you would love for people to know about your product line?
It is real. It works. And if nothing else, they will not be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
They can shop with confidence, whatever we have on our products and whatever our product states that it will do, that's exactly what it will. And most importantly, we are a small growing company and the only thing we have to fall back on is our word, is our integrity, and most importantly, they can shop at ease. We're here to hear them out, and most importantly, we're here to satisfy them.
Nice. And last question, what is beauty to you?
Okay, what is beauty to me? Well, when you think of beauty, what do I think of? I think of aesthetic, I think of vision, I think of sight, you know, what something looks like visually. But for me, for myself, I think beauty for me is more an innermost, soul-filled, self-satisfied feeling you feel about yourself at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that that's beauty to me. I don't believe that I have to look in a mirror to define my beauty. I believe that when I wake up every morning and I feel satisfied about myself, that's beauty within itself. You know, of course, from an aesthetic standpoint, if you do look in the mirror, you want to see those things, and obviously you want to enhance. So that's really what beauty means to me. It's more internal, and with the internal readiness, the external will show.
Yes. And let us know where we can find you on social media, your website. I know you're on Facebook. Tell us where we can find you on social media.
Okay, so you can find us on Instagram at NBI All Natural. That is Instagram. Again, it's NBI All Natural. You can also find us on Facebook. That's NBI All Natural. We're on Twitter, NBI All Natural. Last but not least, on our website, and we are making our website also more informative, where you can go on there and get information on different things. And, you know, we're always improving that. And, again, our website is nbiallnatural.com. Again, it's nbiallnatural.com. So you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. So we're making sure that we're all over where you cannot miss us.
And you know, and you're NBI All Natural all over the place, even the website.
We're NBI All Natural. We keep it very consistent.
Yeah. Easy enough. Well, thank you so much, Susan. I really appreciate you coming on sharing with us tonight.
Well, I thank you so much for having me, and I greatly appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely. I don't know if my sister has anything else that you want to tell everybody where they can find us on social media.
Yes, but first before I do that, I just again wanted to just reiterate how much I really, really love these products. And I'm just looking forward to trying the
you know, I haven't. There's one thing I haven't done was use the hair and skin serum and the restoring body butter together. So I'm looking forward to that.
Wonderful, and you're gonna. You have a treat ahead of you.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good. But for our followers, you all can follow us on Facebook. We're Beauty Talk Online Radio. On Instagram, we're beauty_talk_media. And on Twitter, we are beauty_talk.
All right. So thanks again, Susan. Really appreciate and definitely look out for us to give you some more feedback on some of the other products that we haven't tried yet. But again, thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a blessed night.
All
thank
right, you
too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Neil.
Bye-bye. And thank you guys for tuning in, listening tonight. We'll be back next Sunday, 9 p.m., same time, same place, with another inspiring guest. So you can follow us on our social media sites that my sister just gave out. And stay tuned. We'll be make an announcement about who our guest is for next week, probably midweek. So look out for that as well. And again, don't forget the Sunday after Thanksgiving. I don't know that date. I guess it's the 29th, maybe. The Sunday after Thanksgiving will not have a show on that Sunday, but it will be later in the week. That's when our work schedule is going to change, and so they're going to have us working on Sundays, so we can't promise that we'll be off of work on time, but we're going to be changing the date to the show, and it'll probably be Saturday night, 9 p.m., but we'll give you more information as to the exact, you know, exactly if it's going to be Friday or Saturday. It'll probably be Saturday, but we'll give you more information on that as the time gets closer, but just kind of giving you guys a heads up right now. And that will only last for a couple of weeks. It won't be long at all, just a couple of weeks at least, maybe 3 weeks at least.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go back to our regular schedule. Okay.
And that date is the 29th.
It is the 29th. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll be posting it all over the place, and we'll be making announcements probably every Sunday up until then, just so you guys know. But, you know, we also have a lot of people who listen to the playback. So if you hear the playback, I guess it doesn't bother you if you get it on the playback. Okay. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. Thank you guys for supporting us all the time. We greatly appreciate it. And I just want to shout out Sharon, Tina, and Sydney, I saw on the line earlier. Those are some of our faithfuls. There's a person in Texas, and I don't want to guess at the name. I think I know who it is, but we have a Texas follower that's on every Sunday night. Sometimes whoever it is signs on and gets on the line just as soon as I'm on the line, they're on the line. So I appreciate you very much for tuning in and just following faithfully, just following us every Sunday. I greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. You guys really don't know how much we appreciate it. But thank you again. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful night and have a beautiful and blessed week. Good night, everybody.
Good night.